In scriptures, the human body is often referred to as the temple of God. Yet it is quite an uncommon privilege for any soul to attain this sacred abode that houses the divine, as it is truly a blessing to be reborn as a human being. On several occasions, Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken about the rarity of this phenomenon.
To be reincarnate in the human world is hard. You have to have enough human quality. You have to have affinity with the parents, yeah? And with the society, with the people around which you were born. And very difficult. To be a human, you need some merit. You have done something good in the past in order to be able, yeah? To be able to pick a human birth.
As a living temple of God, the human body is fully equipped with miraculous wonders that can be awakened in those who are spiritually conscious and have complete faith in the Creator of all life. Inedia, Latin for fasting, is the human ability to live without food. Since time immemorial, there have always been individuals who can sustain themselves on prana, or the vital life force. Through the grace of the providence, inediates, people who follow a food-free lifestyle, can draw the energy from nature to nourish themselves.
They live on the chi, from the ground, or from the forest, and from the sun and from the air. They make use of all that. Or they live on love, on faith alone.
These individuals are known as breatharians, solarians, waterians, or pranarians, and they come from all walks of life, from different cultures and all corners of the world. Indeed, the possibilities and miracles in this life as our benevolent Creator has designed for us are endless. We only need to connect within to recognize our abounding largesse as God's children. Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly recommended a weekly series on Supreme Master Television to introduce those individuals of the past and present who have chosen to live food-free on earth. May their spiritual stories enthrall you. May hearts be opened and horizons be expanded. We now invite you to join us for part two of our program, Hira Ratan Manik, Sun Gazing for Peace and Good Health, on Between Master and Disciples.
This program discusses the possibility of breatharianism, or living without eating food, and is not a full instruction. For your safety, please do not attempt to cease eating without proper expert guidance.
Welcome to our show, Hira Ratan Manik, Sun Gazing for Peace and Good Health, on Between Master and Disciples. Last week we learned that Hira Ratan Manik, a 73-year-old mechanical engineer and solarian, travels the globe to teach others the practice of sun gazing.
And I'm traveling non-stop all over the world for the last so many years. Sometimes I give 4 or 5 lectures also here. Tomorrow I am going to give 3 lectures on Saturday. 2 days back in Bahia Blanca I gave 5 lectures in one day. A day before in Mar del Plata I gave 3 lectures. So it's not at all difficult for me because I am getting lot of energy directly from the sun. This is what I am preaching to the people, that to solve all problems in life, especially the health problems, sun is not only the easiest source, but also the cost-free source.
Through this method of practice, Hira Ratan Manik achieves the ability to live food-free for extended periods of time.
And intuition came into my mind.
Intuiciones también que llegaron a mi mente.
I made a protocol of the practice.
Hice el protocolo de esta práctica.
I practiced myself.
Lo practiqué por mí mismo.
And to my surprise, my hunger started disappearing.
Y para mi sorpresa, el hambre empezó a desaparecer.
The longest he has ever lived without food was 411 days, when he was under the observation of a team of international medical doctors and scientists in Ahmedabad, India. During the observation, he only consumed boiled water and underwent many tests. The results: there were no medical abnormalities and his brain's gray cells were regenerating. How is it possible that he can survive without the need for food? Hero Ratan Manik shared his thoughts during an interview with our Supreme Master Television correspondent.
When people hear of a food-free lifestyle for the first time, they may wonder why it is possible that a human body can live without the need for food or drink.
No, it is just the body requires the energy. We eat, drink, everything is for the energy. If body can get energy from any other sources, then body can sustain. And we know through ancient scientific knowledge that the human body depends on the five elements like the sun, the air, the water, the earth, and the cosmic or the space. So these are the sources which give energy. We are all using indirect energy of the sun. But body has a mechanism to use it directly. So there is nothing surprise or anything, because we are not accustomed, or when people do not know, then they may get surprised. But this is actually a science.
Aside from dispensing with the need for food, Hero Ratan Manik also achieved other benefits.
I had a lot of problems of sleeplessness, depression and all those things because of my business activities. I got cured from that.
He realized that gazing at the sun on a regular basis would have tremendous benefits to the mental and physical well-being of anyone who practices it. With his science background, Hero Ratan Manik transformed the ancient art of sun gazing and made it more accessible to the modern world.
This method is very simple. You have to energize your brain first, then the body. And brain is energized through the light coming from the sun, which enters through the eye. And that is why you have to look at the sun. And generally we are all afraid of looking at the sun, but now we know scientifically that first hour of the sun in the morning or last hour of the sun in the evening has no harmful effect at all. And during this time, if you start looking, slowly start by 10 seconds, every day increasing by 10 seconds, then there is an energy coming from the sun that is called photons that reaches the brain, and that gives all beneficial effects to the human body.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Between Master and Disciples will return in just a moment with our show on the Solarian, Hero Ratan Manik. Welcome back to Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television. Let's continue with our feature on Hero Ratan Manik, sun gazing for peace and good health. According to Hero Ratan Manik, one can achieve mental peace and physical health through the practice of sun gazing. What about side effects? Hero Ratan Manik shared his experiences and views regarding the practice of sun gazing.
In the transitioning stage, how did you feel?
No, I felt normal because I had read that this is possible, so for me it was not a surprise. Uh-huh. With this method, no one will become tired, because after all you are energizing the body. When you energize, how can you go tired? So there is no question of any adverse effect or side effects. Actually, man will be out of energy crisis, he will be getting more and more energy. Even medically also, they say human body is made up of light. If we are made up of light, light can heal us. So all the powers of nature are just to help our health, sustain ourselves happily. But if we remain away from nature, then definitely we suffer.
After 3 years of practicing, Hira Ratan Manik decided to close his spice business and dedicated his life to teaching others the ancient practice of sun gazing to improve their quality of life.
It's my mission that there should be human welfare on this planet, which will ultimately lead the world peace. And I want to see each and every human being on this planet totally out of all problems in life.
At a lecture in Madrid, Spain earlier this year, Hira Ratan Manik introduced the many benefits of sun gazing.
If you love the sun,
si amáis al sol,
it will give you everything that you require.
Os dará todo lo que necesitáis.
Especially the supreme health.
Especialmente una salud suprema y perfecta.
And without any cost.
Y todo esto sin ningún precio.
If you want to get love of the sun,
si queréis conseguir el amor del sol,
a small practice you have to do.
Esta es la práctica que tenéis que seguir.
And that practice is known all over the world.
Y esta práctica es conocida en todo el mundo
as sun gazing.
Como sun gazing o contemplación del sol.
Sun gazing is an ancient practice.
El sun gazing es una práctica muy antigua.
I have just revived that practice.
Y lo único que he hecho ha sido recordar esta práctica.
It was practiced by our ancestors right from the beginning of the humanity till thousands of years.
Hace miles de años, desde el principio de la humanidad, fue practicada por nuestros ancestros.
Only during the last few thousands years.
Solo desde los últimos miles de años,
as the modern science advanced,
cuando fue avanzando la ciencia moderna,
the humanity lost touch of sun gazing practice.
La humanidad perdió el contacto con la práctica del sun gazing.
Hira Ratan Manik also highlighted how the human body, as well as the environment, can derive healing properties from the all-giving sun.
Looking at the sun during safe times,
mirando al sol durante los periodos seguros,
and warming the body with the safe sun,
y calentando el sol, el cuerpo con el sol en periodos seguros también,
will easily cure all your health problems.
Curará de una manera muy fácil y gratuita todos vuestros problemas de salud.
There is no better medicine on the earth other than the sun.
No hay mejor medicina en el mundo que esa en nuestro planeta.
Sun can never harm you if you use it in a proper way.
El sol nunca os dañará si lo usáis de una manera adecuada.
You will become mentally healthy and mentally peaceful.
Os haréis, tendréis una paz mental y una salud mental perfecta.
And so it becomes your contribution to the world peace and world welfare.
Y así os haréis contribuyentes de la paz mundial, y del bienestar mundial.
The entire world can be transformed very easily through sun gazing.
Todo el mundo puede ser fácilmente transformado a través del sun gazing.
If you want really true world peace, permanent world peace,
si realmente queréis una paz mundial permanente,
we must all become mentally healthy and mentally peaceful.
Todos nos tenemos que hacer que pacificar y tener una salud mental.
And sun gazing is the answer.
Y el sun gazing es la respuesta.
Sun also reduces pollution.
El sol también reduce la contaminación.
Balances ecology and environment.
Equilibra el medio ambiente y la ecología.
And cleanses our brain of all our weak nature.
Y limpia nuestro cerebro de toda nuestra naturaleza débil.
And the divinity that is hidden in us.
Y la divinidad que está oculta dentro de nosotros.
Comes on the surface.
Sale a la superficie.
the depression, schizophrenia, mental phobia.
La depresión, las fobias mentales.
Addictions like liquor, smoking, drugs.
Las adicciones a las bebidas alcohólicas, a las drogas, al tabaco.
They all disappear automatically.
Todo eso desaparece automáticamente.
Aside from the mental and physical aspects, there are also spiritual benefits to practicing sun gazing.
When you do sun gazing,
cuando hacéis sun gazing,
when you become mentally and physically healthy,
cuando tenéis una salud mental y física perfecta,
sun will slowly lead you to all-time meditation.
El sol poco a poco os llevará hacia una meditación constante.
Even with open eyes,
incluso con los ojos abiertos,
doing your daily work in life,
haciendo vuestro trabajo cotidiano,
you will be always in meditation mode.
Estaréis siempre en un estado meditativo.
You will have no disturbed thoughts.
No tendréis nada que os turbe.
You will be always immersed with the divine thoughts.
Siempre estaréis inmersos en los pensamientos divinos.
Sun gazing also helps reduce the need for food, especially during periods of fasting. As one is nourished by the energy of the sun, hunger and the desire for food also disappear over time.
There is a scientific method to fast.
Pero hay un método científico para ayunar.
Which is now medically accepted.
Que ha sido ahora aceptado médicamente.
If you follow that method,
si sigues este método,
your hunger will slowly disappear.
Vuestro hambre poco a poco desaparecerá.
But your body will get energy directly from the sun.
Vuestro cuerpo conseguirá energía directamente del sol.
And you need not draw energy from the food.
Y no tendréis que tomar energía de la comida.
The hunger comes because body requires energy.
El hambre aparece porque el cuerpo necesita energía.
But body has a mechanism to depend on the energy from the sun.
Pero el cuerpo tiene su propio mecanismo para depender solo de la energía del sol.
Many people in the past have lived on sunlight for years and years.
Hay mucha gente en el pasado que han vivido durante años de luz del sol.
So you are not fasting in the true sense.
Realmente no estáis ayunando.
But in the scientific way, the fasting is happening in you naturally.
Pero si lo vemos de una manera científica, realmente el ayuno está ocurriendo en vosotros de una manera natural.
You are not controlling hunger.
No controláis el hambre.
Hunger is disappearing from you.
El hambre desaparece.
And when you are at 270 days of practice,
cuando hayáis llegado a 270 días de práctica,
when you are at 45 minutes of sun gazing,
cuando llevéis 45 minutos de práctica de sun gazing,
your hunger disappears forever.
Pues el hambre desaparece para siempre.
Motivated by his compassion for humankind, Hira Ratan Manik continues to share his method of sun gazing, giving nearly 300 lectures around the world annually. He is on a mission to spread his message of global healing and peace.
All will be mentally, physically, and spiritually fit. Yes, we're moving towards the golden age of Satya Yuga, from the present Kali Yuga, from bad to eternal good.
Thank you, gentle viewers, for your company for this episode of Between Master and Disciples. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Good People, Good Works, coming up after Noteworthy News. May all beings coexist in love and harmony.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD